their parents. They all come from in the eastern part of the state, or county, or whatever you call it. Some, anyway, they come from the east.
But you're just not sure exactly where?
Don't know. In Madison County, I think it... my father's people. His parents, I think they originated in Madison County. I'm not sure of that, but his father's people, they come from, I believe they're Irish, I believe they come from Scotland, well as I remember. And my mother's father's people, he was a Black Dutch, he come from some of that Dutch country over there.
Was your father a farmer too?
Yeah. He was a... Well, I remember about it. Of course, I remember a lot about him. Of course, back then times, you know, people didn't farm back then times, say, to make money. They farmed to make a living. Of course, they wasn't much money to stir. They'd raise two or three bale of cotton. See, a one-handed farmer, they called it, he might work 20 or 25 acres. But mostly, it's after raising corn, grain, of any kind you want to feed. They stock hogs, cattle, some cows, and something to live on, you know.
Yes, sir.
They wasn't worried about the dollar more than just to get enough to maybe buy sugar, the coffee, stuff like that. And of course, at that time, got away from down the low country, what we call it. Say from Finney back this way. And raised old wheat at that time. But back up the other way, Dyersburg, around Dyersburg, them hills, people had a little patch of wheat. Well, they had a mill here at Dyersburg. They had their own flour, you know, ground and mill made. And of course, they own cornbread, but people back in the lowlands have to buy it. They buy 196-pound barrel, they call it, barrel of flour, for $3 and a quarter, or three and a half. A lot of people back then times, they didn't eat too much biscuits, no way they. The flour bread, they mostly eat cornmeal bread. I know I've heard my father say when he growing up,